A new study shows a significant increase in the number of adolescents hospitalized with eating disorders during the pandemic. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne is here with the story.
Yes, Paul, there is more proof the pandemic has had a far-reaching impact on our children. The number of adolescents admitted to the University of Michigan for severe illness from eating disorders spiked during the first 12 months of the pandemic, according to a new study out of U of M. The lead author is Dr. Alana Otto, a U of M professor.
And when we looked at the data from University of Michigan hospitals, for the first year of the pandemic, the number of admissions more than doubled. So we went from an average of 56 admissions per year to 125 during that first year of the pandemic.
But why a spike in eating disorders?
Eating disorders stem from a desire to exert control over something in their life. And when the pandemic happened, I think for many young people, and for many people in general, it felt like things were suddenly out of control.
Now, 90% of the youngsters hospitalized were girls. Dr. Otto stresses the problem is bigger than it looks by the research because their work included only those who were hospitalized. She said thousands more adolescents suffer in secrecy. Restrictive eating disorders include anorexia and may be marked by dietary restriction, purging, binging. The problem isn't limited to food either. She says parents should watch a child's behavior about exercise.
Getting really, really stressed out if they're asked to miss a day of exercise. So, for example, if a young person is really distressed by the fact that the family's going on vacation and so they're not going to have access to the treadmill for a week, that may be a red flag.
And Dr. Otto says if you think your teen has a problem with eating, approach them in a calm, non-judgmental way and enlist the help of your pediatrician. The findings in this appear in a pre-publication of Pediatrics. It will be out in print form in October, Paul W.
You know, the most important thing we're saying in that fine report that you've just given us, Marie, is this could be the tip of the iceberg. That is, as the doctor pointed out, she's only talking about the kids that they've seen in hospitals. There's a whole bunch of them out there that could have these problems that have not yet been seen, which is why the alert is sounded, the alarm is sounded for parents to take a real good look at their children. It can happen to young boys. It seems to happen more to young girls. But if you sense some sort of change in their eating habits and you sense there's a problem, you need to react to it because it's very likely, if you see it, it could really be a problem.
Indeed, this is a problem, she says, that exists in secrecy. Kids try very hard to keep this problem a secret, not just from their families, but from everyone around them. And also, Dr. Otto says this problem is not going away. She says the largest numbers of admissions for eating disorders have been just this past spring, so 2021. So the problem is lingering, and she says she thinks it's going to linger for a while.
I'm afraid that she probably is right about that. And then we learn further that genetics even plays a role. Genetics, psychological factors, social influences, which we've really thought a lot about the social influences over the years and how especially girls look at their body, but boys too. All of these things, genetics, psychological factors, social influences, have all been linked to developing eating disorders. And adolescents with, say, low self-esteem or depressive symptoms, especially at high risk. So I guess what we're looking for, Marie, would be changes in day-to-day living because they've gone through some major changes forced on us by the pandemic and various government edicts while the government's trying to figure out what they should or then what they should not do. But you get those school closures, you get the cancellation of the organized sports. Anything that disrupts their routines, which includes the routine of eating and exercising, as you pointed out. This is the impetus for developing some unhealthy eating behaviors among those who are already at risk. And it's not easily self-diagnosed, I'm afraid. You know, when we used to talk about anorexia a lot, and we'd see a picture mostly of a young girl, for example, who would look in a mirror and not see at all what we see. What mm-hmm. they would see in the mirror was this really heavy or overweight person, when there was no way in the world that anyone other than themselves would think for a moment that they were abnormally heavy or overweight. So the whole psychological aspect in this thing as well, and why they're not going to self-diagnose this issue.
No, definitely. Parents need to be on guard, on watch. She said anytime your child starts to develop a lot of rules about eating, like, you know, I will only eat this kind of food, or I'm only going to eat in this way or that way, that's when she says you really do need to sit up and take notice. And of course, you know, obviously any kind of weight loss or anything of that nature also needs to be dealt with and looked at.
Yeah. Thanks for the info. That is good information, and another offshoot of potential problems tied into this godforsaken COVID-19.